I call it the Bushwood Country Club. I could have been a member of the Bushwood Country Club. I just don't like guys like Judge Smales and Dr. Beeper. I'm sorry, I don't. No desire. Not my cup of tea. Not my type of people. But when I see stories like this, and we get them time and time again, what did you think was going to happen? Yeah, I was reminded of this past week with this story. This is going back before I had the radio show. This is in the 1990s when there was all the talk about the creation of these big banks and they're going to repeal Glass-Steagall. And I started watching and I was irate. I was doing guest appearances on countless radio shows, programs around the country. I said, this is an affront. Swiss banks stepping into the United States and starting to buy up American banks. Remember? It was just first Boston, then it became Credit Suisse, first Boston. Remember Payne Webber? Who bought Payne Webber? UBS. Coming in and buying up all of these American institutions. I was livid. At that very same time, they were uncovering how these same Swiss banks over in Switzerland were denying the families of Holocaust victims their assets, their money. They were shredding documents in the basement. They were demanding death certificates of people that were killed in concentration camps. And I'm saying to myself, oh, so you're going to allow these banks to come here in the United States and buy up American banks? They did. And that's the culture in downtown New York. You want to deal with it? That's your choice. But now you know. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Watchdog. On WallStreet.com newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a partial government shutdown over the issue continues, President Trump is now looking again for bipartisan support when it comes to border security. The White House inviting top leaders from both parties to a briefing today that will be led by the Department of Homeland Security. In Brazil for the presidential inauguration there, America's top diplomat says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
the counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made.
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-SALM.
Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before the incoming U.S. Senator from Utah takes office. In a Washington Post op-ed, Romney writes that with the nation so divided, presidential leadership and character is indispensable, and he says that's where President Trump's shortfalls are most glaring. A mother and daughter in Florida are lucky to be alive, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A two-year-old girl was injured after falling into the rhinoceros exhibit at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida. The child's mother was also injured, and both of them were taken to a hospital in Orlando. Zoo officials say the toddler fell through the cracks in the fence during a hands-on experience at the zoo. The snout of at least one of the rhinos did make contact with the little girl. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Officials say garbage and human waste are becoming problems at national parks because of the partial government shutdown. It has left parks open for now, but without staff to collect fees and operate visitor areas or clean up after folks, it's looking like more and more of them are going to be shutting down after all. Joshua Tree National Park in California closing its campgrounds this week because toilets are reaching capacity. Yosemite has closed some areas because of a lack of restrooms and, again, impacts from human waste. Newspapers across the country now know why distribution was snarled for several days late last week. It turns out the L.A. Times, San Diego Union-Tribune, and West Coast editions of the New York Times and Wall Street Journal were infected with malware known as Ryuk. The name apparently refers to a character in a popular anime and manga series, Death Note. The virus also hit papers in Chicago, Connecticut, and Florida. And a new report does say that plane crash fatalities around the world jumped sharply in 2018, going from 13 deaths in 2017 to about 500 last year. But the report says there was only one death of a person on a U.S. airline last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. All sorts of good stuff going on. Yeah. As my long time listeners know here on the program, it's in my contract. I shop for one. I take care of my wife, and I do that Christmas Eve. I work well under pressure. I'm not a procrastinator by any stretch of the imagination, It's just this time of year, December, in my business, not that I'm doing 18 hours of radio a week, and what I do, our money management, it is extraordinarily busy. Not to mention all of the stuff with the kids that are going on running around. So I don't have the time to dedicate to just, you know, put the thought in with my wife. And I work well under pressure, so I do my Christmas shopping, one person, my wife, on Christmas Eve. Anyway, I want to welcome to our Watchdog on Wall Street family. I think it's 262 or 263 affiliates nationwide now. We want to welcome WRTA in Altoona, Pennsylvania, joining the family today. We're very, very excited to have everyone on board. I should do it a little bit more often. I should. Oftentimes, for whatever reason it may be, I'm kind of like Bud Fox there in Wall Street. What are you, last on the deal team there? You last to know what's going on? They always inform me last of all this good news. And sometimes they inform me a week or two after the show's been on. Oh, by the way, you got a new Philly corner. And I'm getting phone calls and emails and all sorts of information from all these places. I'm like, are we on the air there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot to tell you. You're on that station now. Yeah. Thanks for the info. Need the info. Anyway, it's a good time, actually, to kind of retrench a little bit. But we're very, very happy. We're excited with all the stations that we've added in 2018, and we hope to continue that same type of growth into 2019. We are the longest running, call us a financial program. Yeah, we talk a lot about finance. We talk a lot about people's portfolios, wealth, all sorts of good stuff. But this is more or less a show about being wise and understanding how the world works. Understanding the terrain. Not complaining about the terrain. And I have to admit, it's been an evolution for me over the years. Been doing radio for a long time. I used to get a lot more hot and bothered about things. I don't anymore. I can't get angry over injustice like I used to, because I know it's there. I know it's there, and I've accepted it. And what we've done is we're trying to teach people on how to avoid it, how to avoid being ripped off and scammed. Yeah, do I from time to time will I get angry? Another story rolls in with some investment con that happened somewhere that we warned people about, we told people about, and they chose not to listen. Yeah, I do. But for the most part, we like to explain to people how to avoid this stuff and how to be successful. You know, another thing as well, several emails, again, coming in over the course of the week. And people almost approaching me and it was almost like they're apologizing. They're apologizing for contacting me. They're apologizing for give me a call, calling into our hotline number. What are you apologizing for? What do you think I'm here for? What do you think we do here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show and Markowski Investments? We're here to help you out. And I understand. I'm making light of it right now, but I understand why. I understand the terrain. I understand that for the most part, the mass affluent, you know the mass affluent is? The mass affluent are people that have 20, 50, 100, 150, to, actually, at this point in time, it's all the way up to about $1 million to $1.5 million in savings in the markets. We'll stretch it all the way down to zero. How does that sound? People that are ignored, for the most part. People who are ignored. People who are sent off to call centers. People who have substandard brokers. at many of the big brokerage firms right now. If you don't have over $1 million with that advisor doesn't even get paid on your account. Doesn't even get paid. Any commissions or fees that are generated, that doesn't even get to keep them. And I'm saying to myself, well, what is the incentive for that advisor to actually even take care of you or to do the right thing by you? But this has been happening. It's been an evolution over a long period of time, and it has disgusted me ever since I entered the industry. I mean, again, I entered the industry decades ago. Decades ago, and the cutoff points were a little bit different than they are now, but it's all the same. How do you show somebody the door? How do you say to someone, you know what, you're not good enough. Your account's not big enough. I'm not going to take care of you. I've kind of described this, you know, in terms of velvet rope. Yeah, the old, ever see the scenes that they show sometimes on television, the old scene outside of Studio 54 in Manhattan, the velvet rope out front where they're picking and choosing who can come in. Yeah, that still goes on at various different places. I remember I remember in the early 1990s, that's when my bachelor days in New York City used to going out, and yeah, you had to get on a list to get into the right lounge or whatever it may be. But anyway, there's something, and I want all of our listeners to know, there's no velvet rope here. There's no velvet rope. You're never, ever, ever going to be put off to a call center. You're going to be dealing with us. That's what we do. That's what we do, and that's what separates us from everybody else. That's why our program has been on the air longer than anyone else's. This is what has made our Markowski Investments since we got started decades ago. Anyway, I want to talk about something. It's going to be a bit of a tie-in here. I saw that this past week, I mean, we you know, doing a little politics here, and I'm not going to comment on the guilt, innocence, whether or not he's been screwed, whether or not he didn't get enough time in jail. Michael Cohen, we have described him here on the program. He's kind of like a cross between, to me, like almost like Saul from Better Off Saul and Breaking Bad, and maybe Ray Donovan, kind of like a fixer of some sort. Obviously not very good at it because he's going to jail. Sentenced for 3 years. What I found fascinating about this, and it brought back memories, was the comments coming from the various different prosecutors in this case. The statements that they're making, talking about the deception and the brazenness and the greed in eroding the faith in the electoral process, and all these terrible things that Michael Cohen, oh my God, it's awful. 3 years in jail, and he's got to pay back a bunch of money. Now, granted, you're not going to get any argument for me at all that he needs to go to jail. Committed a crime? Should do the time. It is what it is. No argument. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. My point's this. Michael Cohen, do anything to you? Were you affected in any sort of negative way at all by Michael Cohen? Nah. I think probably the worst thing about it is just occupied so much damn time in the news, quite frankly, with much more important things that they could be talking about. What I find fascinating is how justice is handed out here in this country. And to all of our new listeners out there, here's something that you've got to recognize, okay? The talk that you hear about the swamp, draining the swamp, that's old. We've been talking about, it's called our watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. We've been talking about this for well over 10 years. Big business, politicians, and the mainstream media working hand in hand to serve their own needs. You're a part of that club, you're set. Do you find it the slightest bit fascinating that we've yet to see a single executive from any big investment house, investment crook, hedge fund blow up. Doesn't make any difference. Any of those people do any jail time at all? We're talking about investment firms that knew what they were doing, putting together crap investments, crap product, selling it to their clients, knowing that it was going to lose money, making money when they sold it, and making money after it blew up after the fact. I can even take this back a little bit further. You go back to the 1990s. All the big investment houses back then putting buy recommendations on this stock and that stock, and they knew that they were garbage. They knew they were garbage, but it didn't matter. Anybody get in trouble? Anybody at all? Now, they just got wealthier. They just got bigger homes in the Hamptons. They just got bigger bonuses, and they got bigger yachts. Better yet, they also got bailout money as well. Does this strike you as just? No, me neither. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this when we get back. I'm going to take a quick break right here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff right there at our website, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll get back to you. Don't go anywhere. We shall return. Her hands are never cold.
She's got better days. Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowd.
crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. This program is different than all the other ones out there. I don't hide my belief system, who I am, behind anything. I don't do that. I'm a conservative guy. I'm a libertarian. I believe in the United States Constitution. However, I don't go to bat for any politician. I hate that. I'm a big believer that as a citizen, your job is to criticize. You should be critical of the people that you vote for. You should hold their feet to the fire. You shouldn't be cheering for them like it's one of your favorite sports teams. I'm rooting for the elephant. I'm rooting for the donkey. And this is why we've come across as always been an equal opportunity basher here on the program. And you're going to hear that throughout the show. We are who we are. Now, another thing I don't like to sugarcoat. I don't like wrapping myself up like many other guys do in the American flag. I don't like whistling the Star Spangled Banner and playing country music, rah-rah, American tunes. Because I also think it's equally important that you be critical of your own country in order to fix the problem. I am critical of my business. I'm critical of the sports teams that I coach. Why? I'm always looking to improve. I'm one that believes that the justice system here in this country is a disaster. In a myriad of different ways. When I hear the word Justice Department, I laugh. Justice? It's banana republic justice here in the United States. Make no bones about it. Justice? No justice. It's bought and sold. If you are a member of the club, you're a member of the Watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, Swamp, whatever you want to call it, you can get away with stuff. Case in point, Wall Street. The crimes that they committed were severe. Anybody get in trouble? No. Everybody walked away. Everyone paid a fine. They didn't pay the fine. The shareholders of the firm paid the fine. No matter what they did, no matter what they have done, and we've chronicled their crimes over the past 20-some-odd years in my newsletter. We've talked about it here on the show. Nothing. You want to go back? Let's go back to the dot-com fiasco. When we were warning everybody that the sky is going to fall soon. One guy, a back order mutual fund taker at Bank of America, actually did a little bit of jail time. Ted Seipel. That's all Elliot Spitzer. That dirtbag of all dirtbags, that's all he accomplished. Well, that's not all. That wasn't what he wasn't looking to get anybody in trouble at the big banks. He was looking to use them, and he did. You know how it went down? I'll tell you exactly how it went down. I know the restaurant where the meeting was held. Sat down with all the heads of the big banks, told them what they were going to do. It was all a bunch of smoke and mirrors and BS and talking about having inspectors and walls and separating investment banking and the separating the sales department and the analysts and all that stuff. Blah, 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 blah. They all got away with it. But he was going to get the credit for cleaning up Wall Street. Didn't do a damn thing. Didn't do a damn thing. But he got money. All the heads of the big banks, they started cutting them checks because Elliot Spitzer wanted to be governor. And he did. He became governor. But then he had his little thing for hookers, high-priced hookers, ruined that. That's okay. That's okay. Lost that. He landed on his feet. He got a job as an anchor at CNN after that. You remember that? Doesn't matter what you do. If you're a member of that club, you're fine. And I wrote about this maybe about 18, 20 years ago. And I compared it to the medieval practice that the Catholic Church used to employ. It's called selling indulgences, where you could pay your way out of purgatory, pay your way out of hell. You give the church money and you're A-OK. And they didn't invent it either. It goes all the way back. Ancient Greeks used to do it too. Oh, yeah, if you make enough sacrifices to the gods, you too can get yourself out of trouble, no matter how god-awful an individual you may be. That's how it works. And it's sad. There's no justice at all. Now, again, if this is news to you the first time you're hearing this or getting your arms around it, it might make you angry. Nah, I don't get angry. Don't get angry. It's our fault. We've allowed this to happen. We've handed over all of this power to Washington, D.C. Let me take it back. Hey, people ask. I talk about these things on the program. How do I fight back? Every day. You decide who you're going to do business with. You decide. Don't do business with crooks. Don't do business with criminals. Now, I know, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. You know what? I got my mortgage with this bank, whatever it may be. But to allow them to manage your money? You've got to be kidding me. Anyway, have to take another break. A lot we have to go over on the program. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, is our site. Free consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite a meeting at the White House yesterday, there was no progress made on ending the partial federal government shutdown that's now in day 13. After that meeting, the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said,
"It is not helping the president. It is not helping the Republicans to be the owners of this shutdown."
President Trump and Republicans insisting on $5 billion in any funding bill that would end the shutdown so that the border wall could be built. Democrats refusing to give that money up. Although today they're going to try to end the shutdown when they regain control of the U.S. House in a matter of hours. Democratic leaders have a couple of votes scheduled on a package of bills that could possibly end the shutdown. Democrats assuming control of the House for the first time in several years, and Nancy Pelosi is expected to be elected as Speaker of the House. And this is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous La Crosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. You know, from time to time, I do get the question. How did you end up with the radio show? How did you end up starting your own company? Well, let's just say my brothers and I, we went through the school of hard knocks. You know, put it this way. One of the reasons why so many good and honest people, smart people, successful people, why so many of them get ripped off by these con artists or get taken advantage of, treated poorly, is because they are good, is because they are honest, and they conduct their affairs. They've conducted their affairs that way their entire lives. And they assume the best in others. They believe that everyone else is like them. And full disclosure here, I kind of do the same thing. In many aspects of people that I do business with outside of Wall Street, whether it be a contractor on the house or someone that has to, you know, whatever it may be, something on the roof, a mechanic, wherever it may be, I'm not good negotiating with people like that. I've been taken on many times. The fact that, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even like dealing with it anymore. I don't. I hate the whole car buying experience. I hate it. I spend all week long, most of my time, fighting against crooks. I don't even like dealing with it. It exhausts me to such a degree. But anyway, we took our lumps. I have to admit, I moved to New York as a kid. Essentially a kid, 21 years old. I didn't know anything. I grew up in upstate New York. Granted, I went to college with a lot of kids from the city. But I didn't question. I would look I would look on a wall and I would see a degree from the University of Pennsylvania or Harvard, and I would automatically assume that that person was smart and that person was being honest and truthful with me. Man, oh man, did I learn my lesson. And man, was it a painful lesson. I told a story here on the program where my brother Mike and I finally realized that these people were crooks at this big firm and what it took for us to leave and how we had to leave everything. We had to start over. Everything. And we the amount of years, 7 days a week building up what we were doing in our climate, we had no choice. Again, this is how the rules are structured. Did we warn all of our clients? Yeah, we got sued because we warned our clients that these people were going to do harm to them. You know, that was against the law. It's actually still against the law. Screwed up. We didn't care. Having to pay legal fees to defend doing the right thing. Is sitting in an arbitration with the arbitrators knowing that you're doing the right thing by the clients, but in the same sense, you're breaking the law. You see how screwed up that is? That's the terrain. That's what you're dealing with. That's what we understand. Anyway, dealing with this stuff again. Deal with it. And everything that you do. I talk about injustice all the time and whatnot here on the program. You fight it every day, little by little, on who you do business with. Give a quick, another quick example, off the beaten track. I pay my taxes. I pay a lot in taxes. I don't like paying the amount that I pay. I think it's over the top. We're in a perpetual state of paying taxes. But the law is the law. And again, I believe in the fact that we should be equal under the law. And you should abide by the law. If you don't like the law, well, then change the law. So I pay my taxes. If I have a contractor come to my house, this happened to me a couple months ago. Need to replace a sliding door. Guy comes, says, okay, this is what it's going to cost, what the sliding door is going to cost. I'm like, okay, I figure it out. I look at the price, reasonable. He's like, oh, by the way, I only take cash. What? Yeah, I only take cash. Well, okay, goodbye. What? I'm going to pay that guy cash so he can cheat on his taxes? No. I don't do it. I don't. Restaurants. A couple of restaurants in there are good ones. Cash only. Sorry, I'm not going. Because I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, and it's wrong. You can fight back against injustice little by little every single day. Anyway, we get back. I got to get into some of the markets this past week and the volatility and the nonsense that's being thrown at people. Again, lots of questions from all over the country. We're going to answer them here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24-7 at 800-258-5079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah, the Jay Giles Band. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Here's a headline this past week in The Wall Street Journal. Market volatility leads to fresh focus on machinery beneath trading. Right. Right. Yeah, machinery. Computers. Computers. Skynet, Whopper, HAL, whatever you want to call it. The computers are taking over. What was the name of that bad guy that Tony Stark made in the Avengers there? And another one as well. Anyway. I'm at the gym. I go to the gym kind of late morning, in and around 12 o'clock. I come up every day, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I need to have a little bit of a break. In the basement of the gym is where all the free weights are. I'm down there. No televisions down there. I come upstairs, a little bit of cardio before I leave. I look at the television screen. The markets were up 350, 400 points before I went downstairs. Then they were, I think, flat to down a little bit. And there was on the screen, a CNBC, "Oh, markets take a turn because," and I'm paraphrasing, "Trump gets in an argument with Pelosi and Schumer in the Oval Office." I'm like, really? You call yourself the worldwide leader in business? CNBC? It's kind of like the New York Times, all the news that's fit to print. Right, sure. You actually put out a little thing on your screen, and you're telling people out there that the markets drop because of that. And you know that how? How do you know that? You don't. You don't know a damn thing. This is something I did talk about last week, and I'm going to hit on it again. Do you think it makes any, is there any rhyme or reason to when you see 300 points to the upside, 300 points to the downside, market is up 10 points at the end of the day? Does that make any sense to you at all? Is it reasonable? No. Did anything happen over the course of the day that would warrant something like that? No. Did anybody come on the worldwide leader in business before the market opened and called that? You know, it's funny how all of these people, they can tell you what happened afterwards. They don't know. They don't. People, when the market is acting like it is, and it's as volatile as it is, do not try to time it. Do not try to guess. Do not change what you've been doing if you've been doing the right thing. And if you don't know if you've been doing the right thing or not, well then, you know what? You need to get to our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You know, I have not listened to James Taylor in sometime. I haven't. And I just can't remember. You know, something, you know, ever think about some of the things that you used to do when you were younger and you say to yourself, yeah, I got to do that again? And for whatever reason, sometimes life just gets in the way. As a kid growing up in upstate New York, we used to go to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, SPAC. And it was like $12, $15 at the time, seats on the lawn. And James Taylor was a regular there in the summertime. We'd always go up to see JT play. And I keep saying to myself, I got to check to see if he's coming back. And he usually does. He still goes and he plays in the summer. I just got lacrosse practice, got to take the kids here, there, and everywhere. I actually make the three-hour drive up to go see him again. But anyway, get off the beaten track. All right. Again, here's another, you know, this is how the world works. How the world works, we're going to explain to you. And yeah, it's wrong. It is. It's wrong. But it is what it is. And it's better that you know the reality of the situation than not. Another big hedge fund, River Birch Capital, shutting down. Shutting down. Another big hedge fund shutdown. And again, I lost on this one too. People that were considering, these were larger investors, considering putting substantial sums of money with Markowski Investments, instead decided to go with River Birch Capital. Big mistake. Big mistake. But again, these guys, I guess, they got places in the Bahamas. They've got private jets. They've got things that we at Markowski Investments just don't have. If that's important to you, well, then you might as well go with these idiotic hedge funds. What's interesting about River Birch is the people that were running it. The guy in charge is a guy by the name of Bart McDade. Yes, that's actually his name, Bart McDade. He was the COO at Lehman Brothers when it went under. That's right. He was in charge of Lehman Brothers when it went under. The people that worked with him at this hedge fund, guess what? They were all his Lehman Brother buddies. The investment strategy that River Birch undertook was almost identical to what they were doing at Lehman Brothers and what brought it down. So I am a very compassionate guy. But put yourself in my position. Am I supposed to feel sorry for the people that lost money at River Birch that got wiped out? Am I supposed to feel sorry? You decided to put your money with a bunch of guys that just took down a major investment bank. I'm supposed to feel sorry for you? The old Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does, comes to mind. Pops into my head. Why, people? Why? This is a couple billion dollar hedge fund. Blew it up. How'd they blow it up? Well, lousy investments. How'd they get their money, you ask? Again, this is a bit on how the world works. It's not about performance. Okay, River Birch had no performance when it got its money. And listen, it'd be like going out there and saying, you know what, I'm going to form a new professional baseball team, and you're going to go and you're going to pick the four worst players from every other major league team statistically from the year before, and you're going to say, I'm going to go with those guys. Basically it, right? Yet, because these guys went to the right schools, they're members of the right clubs, they get the money. They can show up at some of the golf courses here on the North Shore of Long Island, see some of their buddies that are involved with politics, meaning that they've got access to money through pension funds and other means, and say, hey, I'm starting a new hedge fund here. I need seed money. I need new investor money. Can you get me $500 million? Can you get me $100 million here? Sure. Sure. Do you think it would work the same for Markowski Investments? Hi, I've been in business for 2 decades here. We've done a great job by our clients. Here's our performance. No. I didn't take down any other major investment. No, I'm not a member of the Axis of Evil. Sorry. No. I don't give money to lobbyists, and I don't give money to politicians. Well, goodbye then. You can't do business with me. They'd rather do business with the losers, in my opinion, the losers. Because they can only get by based upon who